Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Joe Ostrowski, Sam Paniatovich. This is Bet Sweats. Oh, the reaction that we're getting. It's been cracking us up all morning. Keep it coming, boys. I really appreciate all the kind words coming our way. All right, we'll check in with Tommy Lorenzo in about 20 minutes, get his thoughts, and we'll continue to break down this card. How about the primetime matchups? Sunday night football, we'll go there first before we get to Monday night. Green Bay, a road favorite. Can't say they've been the most impressive team, but they keep getting the job done. Only one loss on the season. Green Bay at Pittsburgh, it is the Aaron Rodgers revenge game, I guess. Packers are favored by 3. Sammy, this thing hasn't budged, and I don't expect it to budge before we get to Sunday night.
No, you're going to have so much money that comes in on Tomlin as a home dog, but you also have the other side where people think the Packers are elite. I never thought we were those people on Green Bay. I understand it. I know that they're power rated very high, but I've never trusted the quarterback. Been very clear about that. So this is a great number because you have two factions of people. You have the Packers people. Oh, that's a cheap 3 on the road. Love a small road favorite. And on the flip side, you've got Mike Tomlin in this role as a home dog in prime time. I don't expect this to move off the 3. I also don't know that I'm going to play it. Lean to Pittsburgh because we're home dog guys, and I think we're Tomlin dog guys. But I wouldn't be surprised if the Packers won by a touchdown. So I might stay off it. The total has been interesting. This opened at 43.5, and now we're 45.5. So that's been the biggest move in the game, to knock it through the 44 support for the offense, Green Bay, Pittsburgh.
It's going to be hard for me not to take Pittsburgh in the spot. It is Steelers or nothing. I'm getting a full field goal. Steelers at home. You got extra rest for Tomlin's crew. They're not in that role of a favorite, not very good. And that's what happened last week against the Cincinnati Bengals as they were upset, been off since, and they've been preparing for this spot against Green Bay. I was surprised to see that it's the first time Rodgers is facing his former team. I'm like, I could have sworn we've seen this before, but we haven't. And then you got Tomlin off a loss. Tomlin off a loss as an underdog. Tomlin as a home dog off a loss. Like, there's like all these things that are coming together. Not that we're the biggest trends players in the world, but it's a spot that Tomlin has thrived through the years. And when you look at the Steelers defense, numbers, are they as bad as the numbers are? I don't know. There have been some weeks where they were missing a lot of guys, like much of the secondary was completely out. And then you've got the Packers side of things where it's just been week after week. Yes, they're doing enough to get the job done, but it's not happening in impressive fashion. And some people would say, you know, that's a skill. They just get it done. But it doesn't mean they're going to get it done against the point spread. And that's the world that we live in. So are you going to take them to win by at least a field goal, more than a field goal, on the road? I'm not quite there. I've been a little underwhelmed ever since the second week of the season. That's where I've been at with Green Bay. So I'm going to be on the Steelers plus 3. Like, I have bet this spot over the years so many times, and I don't see getting off it. at this point. Like, I've bet this spot so many times with much worse quarterbacks than Aaron Rodgers, and I'll do it again.
So we've talked about how trendy the Steelers are. There are a lot of things that are trite and true with them. You don't want to back them when they go on the road Thursday night against a divisional opponent. You don't want to do that. They're awful in those roles. But in this role, as a home dog, Mike Tomlin against the spread, 22-7-3.
Yeah, it's automatic, man. Off a loss, 61-46 against the spread. As a dog, off a loss, 25-14. As a home dog, off a loss, 12-3 against the spread. Not straight up, against the spread. And we're getting 3 points. I'm going to end up being on that side. There's no doubt about that one. All right, let's give a quick preview Monday night. We will have a full breakdown of this game, of course, on Monday's show. But we've got the Commandos at the Chiefs. The Commandos without their starting quarterback, Jaden Daniels. He's out with a hamstring. They lose to the Cowboys last week. What is going to be on this team? Like, he didn't have his top three receivers in that loss to Dallas, and now they've got to go on the road to face Patrick Mahomes, a team that looks like the best team in football right now. Offensively, they're there, and now they're healthy. Now they've got Rice back. He makes his return last week, gets into the end zone twice. You knew that was going to happen. The defense pitches a shutout against the Vegas Raiders, and now you're facing a Commandos team that has a backup quarterback in Marcus Mariota. The line is up to 12.5. I wonder how high this is going to climb. Are we going to get to 13? Are we going to get past 13 this weekend? So Chiefs laying a monster number against the Commanders. They were in this role last week. They won and covered easily. Will they do it again?
It sounds like McLaurin is going to be okay to go for Washington. That's a big deal for Mariota. I was sitting here on Tuesday, Wednesday saying, I'm going to take the points. We'll just see how high it goes. And I didn't think we were going to get to 13, but man, we're there at Pinnacle and Chris right now. Now, BetMGM has a 12.5. You have a couple other 13s offshore. If you like the dog, probably just wait. I don't think there's going to be this influx of cash on Washington as a double-digit dog with a backup quarterback. I don't think that's going to happen, but I can assure you the people are going to come out and they're going to bet Kansas City. And when all these parlays kind of roll to Monday night, not money line parlays, but spread parlays, I don't see a world where we're sitting 11.5, 11, 10.5 again. I would guess that this is probably going to go 13, maybe 13.5 by kickoff. This is Monday night, remember. So after everybody's either flush with cash or out of cash, well, I'll get it back on the Chiefs. I'll lay this number because it's Marcus Mariota. If you like the dog, I would just wait. In my newsletter, I put out 12.5 because I put them out Friday morning. I will also probably put Washington in contest. I think the number is just too big. It's a big number off a 31-0 win, off of flex the week before. I think that Washington is catching too many points, and I don't think the Chiefs are going to throttle them the way they throttled the Raiders, but I guess I'm willing to find out on Monday night.
Yep, no doubt about that. Pinnacle and Buckeye already at 13. So I would think you're right, that that's where the market is going to end up going at that number of 13. 10 minutes from now, our buddy Tommy Lorenzo will be dropping by. He's going to have some NFL plays, college football, and World Series angles, including the World Series MVP. Looking forward to that conversation with one Tommy Lorenzo. Joe O, Sammy P with you. Let's keep things rolling here in the NFL. What about Miami and Atlanta? You got a team in Miami on the road. You're wondering.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you
what
know why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Is this all quit? The Falcons are coming off a loss where they just didn't look very good on Sunday night against San Francisco. Kind of, you could say they ran into a buzzsaw. They were on an emotional high. They were looking to get that game for Fred Warner, and they did. Atlanta is at home laying 7.5. Yeah, it feels like a big number, but it should be a big number when you're looking at fading the Dolphins. You've got a team that's probably quit, a head coach that is about to be fired any day now, Tua on the road. He stinks in that role, and a defense that can't stop anybody. And now let's go to our home environment with our explosive offense of Bijan Robinson and Drake London, and let's see what we can do. So that's why the number's sitting 7.5.
Go bet those Bijan props now, because they will only get bigger over the course of the weekend. I was laughing this morning. I looked at his touchdown prop. I got the range right here. To score a touchdown, he's as high as minus 250. And honestly, that might be cheap considering where short. It could close. When you get to Saturday and Sunday and everybody's making their touchdown parlay bets, they're going to put in Bijan Robinson. So if you're going to make a touchdown parlay, maybe lock in your price now, but I'm more so talking about the yards. I'm not going to sit here and tell people to bet him to score a touchdown. You don't need to listen to Bet Sweats for me to tell you Bijan's going to score. You can do that on your own. What I will say, though, is the receiving yards and the rushing yards. These numbers will go up. The rushing number is 88.5 at Blue Book. BetMGM has 91.5. Where does that number close by Sunday? We got 2 full days left to go before kickoff. Where's the rushing prop on Sunday? It's probably not 88.5, Joe.
Yep. Let's look in recent weeks. All right, last week, Quinshon Judkins, 25 rushes, 84 yards, 3 touchdowns. Before that, Vidal, 124 yards. Panthers game, Dowdle, 206 rushing yards and a touchdown. Breece Hall even got 81, that terrible Jets offense. James Cook, 108 and a touchdown all year, man. Even the Patriots ran on them. Jonathan Taylor, he had a pretty good game, and that was back in week 1. It's everything's going to go through Bijan. Like, there's no hiding it. And you're right. This 88.5 is going to be, all right, when you're on the air, and I'm on the air doing game day right before you, will this be higher or lower than 94.5 for rushing?
I think that's a good number, considering that BetMGM is the high side and they're at 91.5. Definitely going to be higher than 91.5. Mm-hmm. We guessing lines here? 91.5 is too low. 97.5 is too high.
The difference is we're predicting the future. We don't know what it's going to be. We don't have a screen with the answer to the test in front of us.
91.5 is a little too low. 97.5 feels a little high. 94.5, right in the middle.
All right, Gilly.
That's a good one.
I like it. Good call. Bijan props are going to be popular. I'm not going to argue with you if you want to go 2+ touchdowns. That's probably going to hit as well. I will be using Atlanta and Survivor. And Survivor, this is a good teaser leg as well. Another good teaser leg. Hey, it's a week of teaser legs, man. I'm telling you. Sometimes the board doesn't give you much this week. The board has given you plenty of options. Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovich. We'll get back to the NFL card during our two-minute drill coming up this next hour. But next, let's talk World Series, college football, NFL. Our buddy Tommy Lorenzo hangs out. This is Bet Sweats, the BetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.